Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's our social, one of our top social media experts. She is helping people all over the world find and develop and execute their social media strategy. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And our good friend Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. Kathy, one of the things that I've been talking about to my audience for a long time now is, and you and I may have discussed this before, I don't remember, and that is going local, understanding that if you're a Main Street small business, your job with regard to search is to make sure that when people search local, they find you. If you've got a restaurant in Peoria, Illinois, and you know you don't need to come up on the top of the list of restaurants, but you do need to come up on the top of the list of restaurants in Peoria, Illinois.
That's right. That's right. Local search has been a very, very important play for small businesses, especially, you know, brick and mortar. If you have a street address and a business that is people can come to see you, then you always want to be in that local search.
Exactly, and it's even more so. I mean, this is what Eric Schmidt said. Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, said 3-4 years ago. He said Google will be more successful in the future with mobile than we ever were with the desktop. And that's coming to pass, isn't it? And local search is a huge part of that, isn't it?
It is, because people, you have to almost look at Google Local as the new Yellow Pages. And people are always going there first to look things up. We don't have the old Yellow Pages where they're looking up in the book. They're right. Going to their phones, they're going on their computer, and they're trying to find the local business in the area that they're searching for. And, you know, and all their studies have shown that local search is a very, very high percentage of people when they're trying to find something online. If they didn't put in the city, that's what their intent was. So, you know, they're delivering that up as a solution. But they just changed all the rules. Nothing stays the same with Google, and we know that. But they wanted to marry their Google Plus social site to the Google Local Pages, which would then, this now boosts their social network. It forces all the local small businesses to now have a Google Plus social account. And for the reviews, you cannot put in reviews now into your local pages in your maps area where it always showed those great reviews from customers. You cannot put them in without having a Google Plus account. Now, and this is going to be an obstacle for small businesses because they do have, you know, many of them are already frustrated and overwhelmed with the technology.
Right.
And now we've just added another layer in there.
In addition to our Facebook page, now we have Google Plus page.
Yes.
And only with Facebook. Facebook is somewhat optional for a small business, but local search is not optional for a small business.
No.
And so now what you're saying is that Google is using the sort of the club of the of local search to drive people toward Google Plus, which is a direct competitor of Facebook.
And they, you know, because Google Plus, you know, hasn't had that excitement and people haven't been, you know, engaging the way
right.
that they really had hoped.
Yep.
And Google and Facebook are you know, the two biggest rivals. They go after each other
yep.
with things all the time. And so Google said, okay, we have all these small businesses all throughout the U.S. that have addresses, and they're using our local pages and our maps
right.
and have reviews. So let's marry that with our social platform. Now we have all these new people that
and
we can change, push into
and change the rules.
Platform.
Change the rules
yeah.
so that people, if they want to use our stuff, they have to use it the way we want them to use it.
Absolutely.
And when we come back after these, when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about this some more. And I'm going to bring in Facebook into the discussion. And I'm going to remind you of something I prophesied 3-4 years ago. And that's going to be after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Kathy Perry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.